My name is Kathy. I'm a compulsive overeater and a food addict. And it's great to be here this morning. I'll jump right in. Sugar was my first addiction. It was my first love. I was a little kid, and I just loved it. I craved it. I wanted it. And flour, a lot of baked goods. You know, that's the thing I liked. And I did pick up alcohol and drugs later, but sugar was first. And I didn't know that when I got sober 37 years ago. I knew that booze was a problem, but it took me 30 years to get into OA. So it's been about 7 years. September 1st will be 7 years. And next month, God willing, I will celebrate 6 years of abstinence. I am so grateful for that. I only had about 25 pounds to lose, but the weight doesn't matter because between my ears, it might as well have been 300. I hated how I looked. I never was content. That's not quite true. Like when I had my kids and I was nursing, you could eat anything and it would fall off you just because it took so many calories. So I was thin then, but most of the time I didn't like how I looked. And my mother and I, when we would say hello on the phone, the first question was, how much do you weigh? And so it was all about the outside. It was all about how you looked. It was forget about how you feel. You know, I didn't even know how I felt till I was sober a few years. And I felt bankrupt physically, mentally, and spiritually by this disease. This disease will kill me if I don't pay attention and work a program around it, because I might not hit a tree in my car, but I will get health problems. I will get depressed. I will take to my bed with boxes and bags, and I don't want to live that way today. So my grandmother was really the first baker in my life, and she made all the desserts, and she would come stay with us for a week when my parents went on vacation, and I was at her elbow. I was her little helper. I had four brothers, and they weren't interested in food. They were outside playing. I was with Mim, which she liked to be called, because she felt too young to be called Grandma. So, you know, I just went from there. I loved the high, and then I didn't like so much when I was hitting bottom the grouchiness, the grumpiness that would come after the high. So it's a very short window. I had to keep eating to get that result. Caffeine, sugar, every day. I was in sales. They used to have piles of bowls of sweet stuff on the table and bring in urns of coffee, you know, to keep us going. And we'd be on the phone like nuts. And, you know, I just reached a bottom 7 years ago. My kids had moved out. This was the first time they moved out. So this was their choice. And they were gone, and I was alone. I was divorced, and I started, like, the wheels came off. I was not buying the Froyo anymore. I was buying the full-on high test, buying all the fattening things, didn't care. I had one pair of stretchy pants from Kohl's, and I would not go up to the larges. But the mediums, they were popping out, you know. And, like, 25 pounds doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're 5'2", like, it's a lot, you know, and just my neck, my gut, my breasts, I hated how I looked, and I looked like my mother. I looked 30 years older than I do now, maybe 20, but I just didn't like it. And a friend in AA, I said to her, I can't stop eating sugar. She said, I haven't had sugar in 35 years. So she took me to my first OA meeting, and I was blown away. It was an OA 90 meeting. It was 7 years ago in Reading at 7:30 in the morning, and I'm thinking, who gets up at this time? But the meeting was full, and I saw these people get up in front of the room, men and women, and share and send around pictures, and they had been in, like, 300-pound bodies, 250-pound bodies, and they were slim. And they were well-dressed, and they were bright-eyed, and I wanted what they had. And I chased OA like I chased sugar. And I broke my abstinence a few times the first year. I had a couple of different sponsors the first couple of years, but I found a sponsor. It's probably been about 5 years now. that is just right for me. We are friends. We get along great. I speak to her 3 mornings a week, and I send her my food every day of the week. And I sponsor other women today. And I completed the Big Book Step Study process in November. I cannot recommend that enough. I was so scared. It took me 5 years to finish. I did not write every day. I was not disciplined, and I still was able to finish. So anybody out there that's doing it and that thinks it's never going to end, just keep writing because it will end. The amends were so powerful. I never, ever expected what I got from those amends. College friends, high school friends, grammar school teachers, like, just amazing reactions and feedback from people. I think I had one person that really, like, and really what they said is, like, I don't remember any of this. Like, you didn't do that. You know, it was denial. It wasn't like, get out of my office. It was like, I just don't remember that. So, you know, it went very well. The hard ones, my ex-husband, my kids, my mom, my brothers, they were just so well received. And I'm blessed today. I know that this is a daily program. I only have this day to live. I don't have to worry about yesterday. I don't worry about tomorrow. I take quiet time. I make my calls. I write down my food. I weigh and measure my 3 meals a day. Nothing in between. No sugar, no flour. And I feel sane. I feel calm a lot of the time. Not all the time, because I'm a human being. But I feel good. You know, I recently felt like a resurgence in joy. Like yesterday I agreed to do something with women in program, and it was an art thing, and it was at the beach, and it was raining and windy and cold at the beach, but eventually the rain stopped and we had like 2.5 hours of no rain. It was still very windy, but the results, I just kept smiling all night. Like, I'm so glad I said yes. Like, God presents me with all these beautiful little opportunities, and all I have to do is say yes, you know, and every day I have to approach my food scale with that same intention, and I have it. You know, I don't want to be, like, out there doing my own thing, eyeballing food. No way. It's, like, too scary, like, too off the rails. I feel untethered from the planet when I don't have my scale and my routine. I might be a little too stuck in my routine, but that's okay. You know, I know that when the time comes, I will be able to. I am taking a trip this summer to Myrtle Beach. I've gone to South America on a missions trip, abstinent. I've gone to, you know, a friend's home in Florida 2 years ago, abstinent. And I tell people, this is what I do. I got to go to the store as soon as I get off the plane, and I get my food. And I hope that's not going to bother you, but I eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner no matter what. I've eaten my lunch on my lap in the car, on the way to events. You know, I just don't let it derail me. I don't let anything get in front of this. And I think that's a key for this. And it took me a while to, like, make sure this was first, you know, to not have that. I was such a brat. I mean, for 2 years, I had everybody, you know, gently, patiently saying, we do this differently than AA. You know, AA, you put the plug in the jug and you're done. OA, you got to take the tiger out of the cage 3 times a day. And that's why it's disciplined. That's why there's 3 calls and 3 meetings and 3 meals. And it works. It works. I love quiet time. I swear by it. It's changed me. I was an anxious person that was fearful, really afraid. You know, I grew up in an alcoholic home. It was chaotic. There was no security. There was not a lot of safety. And some stuff happened in childhood and teenage years that really rocked me. And today I've made amends. I've forgiven myself for being that drunk, addicted, blacked out woman that just didn't see a way out. And God saved me. He really delivered me out of the pit. And he put my feet on a rock. Like, I am just so grateful today. And I can pass that on. I have a message today of hope. I have a belief that, you know, everything works out in the end. And if it's not working out, it's not the end yet. You know, and I just know that everything going on in the world, you know, that's an outside issue. I keep that out of meetings. I don't discuss those things with people in the program because it's too charged. You know, it says in the book, it's a dubious luxury for other people. I cannot get too high or too low. I know today that my God is with me, and he speaks to me through all of you. And, you know, I even had a period in AA about 16 years ago. I got away from meetings for about 4 years, and I was so crazy. And it was before OA and DA, so I was not doing any other programs. And I would go, like, once every 6 months to a meeting, and I'd go in late and leave early. And I was so nuts. And, like, the first thing that went was gratitude. I'm sober. So what? Like, so what? And I didn't want to see people in program. And when I got back here, I was getting divorced. And I do believe it was a direct result of what was going on in my program. And neither of us going to meetings anymore. And it was just, it was horrible. You know, and today I have two children. I got back to meetings through that divorce and, you know, worked the steps and then got into OA 7 years ago. And I have two children, they're 30 and 26. They're wonderful. They're, you know, my kids are so important to me, and I pray for them every day. I know they'll spend the AA meetings with me. I know that God's got a plan for them, and he loves them far more than I ever could, and he knows what they need. He saved me. I was in my cups. I was an unlovely creature in my 20s, believe me, and God saved me, and, you know, he brought me to OA. And another fellowship for money, so my money's in order. Just can't say enough for the 12 steps and what it's brought me. And how much time is left?
Seven and a half minutes.
Whenever you feel ready.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stop there. Thank you so much for letting me share. My name is Kathy.